If you would please stand as we join in our call to celebration. And you'll notice it's set up a little different this morning. There's the lectern side responsively and the pulpit side responsively. Lectern side's going first. I am in Ezekiel's valley, on heap among many, just another stack of old dry bones.
Some Mondays feel this way, and Tuesdays too, to say nothing of Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Lost dreams and forgotten pleasures, sold like a soul to a gluttonous world, feeding on my frenzy and anxious activity.
But just when the old heap of bones seems most dry and deserted, a strong breath of life stirs among my dead.
Someone named God comes to my fragments and asks, with twinkling eye, may I have this dance?
The voice stretches into me, a stirring leaps in my heart, lifting up the bones of death.
Then I offer my waiting self
to the one who's never stopped believing in me. And the dance begins.
Let us worship God. If you'd please turn in your hymn books to page number 176, we will sing together, Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
The joy of Palm Sunday was quickly forgotten, and on Thursday evening, Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room. Today, the fourth Sunday of Lent, we consider other symbols that mark an event in Holy Week, the grapes and wheat. These remind us of the disciples gathered in the upper room for the Passover and the Last Supper. The grapes represent the source of the wine which Jesus shared, and the wheat stands for the bread he offered. Those persons gathered about that table found new meaning and purpose for their lives, as Jesus took a loaf of bread, the very basis of life, and shared it. He said, "As often as you eat of this bread, do it in remembrance of me." He also took a cup, the very substance of life, and offered it, saying, "As often as you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." These symbols still speak to us today as we remember that we are part of his gathered community in this world. The grapes and wheat remind us of the Last Supper Jesus shared with us and the call to ministry which we accept as members of his community. They also remind us of the deep and abiding love he offered to each of us so freely, and which we are called to share with others. We add to our collage of Holy Week the grapes and the wheat. If you would turn with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, we will begin with verse 26.